the text. The title of the text that we were reading is Finding Dory. And could mean trouble for a blue tan fish. And they grow a foot long. And in the picture, it shows the blue tan fish in the Pacific Ocean, a foot long. The subtitles are a bigger problem this time, and many do not know how to raise their type of fish. But the purpose of the author was to persuade that not to get the blue tang fish, and to inform, because it tells information how to persuade. Alright, so my supporting details was many parents and children could not wait to buy a little Nemo fish because in 2003 Finding Nemo came out, and people were so adored with clownfish, they bought a lot of them. In June, the movie Finding Dory will be in theaters. Animal experts are worried about the same thing. Parents and children might want to buy little cute dory fish. They will not be able to take care of them. The fish will die in their home tanks. Teresa Telke is a human society international. She works for that, and she said that this time the problem will be even worse. Blue tang fish live as long as 50 years. The blue tang fish can't be raised in tanks in homes. A pet store owner in ONC in the city, and her name is Marcy Sweeney, and she said that she won't sell blue tang fish that will not be raised in tanks. After 2003, thousands of clownfish died after Finding Nemo. And it's a problem for the Humane Society because they are trying to make the blue tang fish feel safe and be safe. Fishermen and other fishermen already says that they are having a harder time finding the blue tangs, and it'll be worse when the movie comes out, they said. I think that all these main details fit into one category, which is that people think that the blue tang fish will be selling after Finding Dory comes out in June, and it will hurt them, and they were trying to stop it.